So, in addition to the ranks and the different jobs that you can have, like what Nick talked about, we have different, let's say, subsects of scouting. We have venture scouts, we have sea scouts, and we have the Order of the Arrow. The Order of the Arrow, I can't really get into. I'm not sure if I'm actually allowed to talk about it. But Sea Scouts is essentially scouting from about age 16 to 21, and you're on a boat and you're floating around and you're doing your scouting things. Venture Scouts is both male and female, and I believe it's 16 to 21. I could be wrong. But you just go on adventures, like the name entails. Now, Order of the Arrow is. It's a group for the people that have truly embodied scouting as a whole. They've really shown what it means to be a scout, and your troop nominates you, and they essentially make you an arrowman. Which brings me into my next, actually, topic, which was Philmont. Philmont, Northern Tier, and Seabase are the three high adventure bases in the United States. And Northern Tier is in Minnesota. It's in Ely. It's not a Minnesotan style camp. It's a bunch of canoeing and fishing, and then in the winter we have cross-country skiing and winter camping. Seabase is Sea Scouts, essentially. You sailing around in the Gulf of Mexico and the Bahamas and the Caribbean. And Philmont, the last one we did was 80 miles. Well, originally it was going to be 60, but I'm told that we walked a lot of the longer scenic routes and we made it around 80. You're out in the woods for 7 to, out in, not in the woods, you're out in the mountain range of New Mexico for 7 to 12 days, and you got to figure out how you can do all these things on your own. There was a couple days where we had to find our own water because there weren't any wells to get them from. And then every day at 2 o'clock it would rain, exactly at 2 o'clock. And a few days it would hail, and the hail was huge. There's a lot of damage that came through because of that. But like Nick said, it was all worth it in the end. Every little difficulty, everything about scouts is worth it. And I'm speaking from experience. Just recently I got awarded with my Eagle Scout. I can say unequivocally that getting my Eagle Scout, putting all the work into it, was most definitely worth all of it. It was definitely worth every drop of sweat that went into this. Scouting is a great thing to do. It's a great opportunity. We've enjoyed talking about scouting with you, and we hope that our show taught you something that you didn't know. And I suppose now, if you did learn something you didn't know, you could tell something to some of your friends, or you could join Scouts and learn more, and you could go on these adventures with us. And honestly, I could say that Nick and I would love to see you all. We'd love to see you on these campouts with us. We'd love to see you go through our ranks. And you can start at any time. There's, like you said, it's a little bit difficult, especially gets difficult if you start later on. But if you don't get your Eagle, you're kicked out at 18, but you can come back as an adult leader after you turn 18. And you can start essentially at any time after 5th grade. And obviously, there's no promise that we can get you to Eagle Scout, or you can get yourself to Eagle Scout before you turn 18, but it all depends on how hard you work. I know kids who've joined at 12 and got their Eagle Scout 2 years later. And I know other kids who joined in 5th grade and didn't want to get their Eagle Scout, and they're still doing great in the business life, and they're doing great in every other area. So thank you for tuning in to Youth and Radio on 91.7 KAXE and 90.5 KBXE. I appreciate you listening to our show, and I hope that you keep coming back to hear more from young voices at Northern Community Radio, helping to keep the radio rockin' relevant and real. I'm Alex,
and Nick,
and we're wishing you all the best.